Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This is part of the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper. What is the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper, you ask yourself? Well, the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper is us handing over to you all the shows that we normally put behind the paywall for this week leading up into Christmas, so you can get a flavour of what's going on there. That's what we're about with this little thing. We want you to get to listen to all of this, get a flavour of what we're doing, and maybe you'll think about subscribing. You'll be able to click subscribe whenever you want to throughout these shows, go from there, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. But more than anything else, we very much hope you enjoy the shows. Thanks for listening all year, the Anfield Wrap.
We're going.
What a win, what a gang of Reds, what a night, what a fantastic occasion. The Reds have done the decent thing at Goodison Park. They've found the most evil, despicable way to beat Everton, and they've done it with aplomb. I am absolutely overjoyed. It's Neil Atkinson with you right now. We're going to be joined by a cast of thousands through this. I've got Andy Heaton to be left right now. He may move and shift. Johnny Milburn's knocking around as well, and so is his brother. We've got Gareth Roberts, we've got Ben Johnson. Paul Sini is on his way up. People are going to be tagging in and out
and
because...
And we have Melissa Reddy's selfie stick.
We have Melissa Reddy's selfie stick. We are so happy. It's absolutely ridiculous, this sort of thing, Gareth Roberts. And you know what? Fucking cop for that.
Oh, absolutely, mate. I'm shattered. You know, I'm gone. I'm sweating. I'm like, my head's shocker. I've just tried to write something on our Facebook and it's probably absolute nonsense because my head's gone. I mean, what better way there to win that? I mean, someone said on the way out, I just heard it, it was probably one of us lot, but someone said, would you rather win like that or win 5-0? Win like that. Because it's left every Liverpool fan in the world absolutely buzzing on a high. You know, Christmas is set up now for the best Christmas ever. You know, you don't need a white Christmas now, lad. It's just done. We just done Everton in the 94th minute or something like that. And they were all trudging out, and the miserable faces were brilliant. And I got I got a rise personally out of at least 10 of them, and that's a massive win for me. And you know what? We knocked and we knocked and we knocked and we knocked and we knocked, and you just thought, it's not coming, is it? But.
There's something Andy Heaton says, and I'll come over to him now. And he says this, and I always like it when he says it. He says this: what will happen when we play Everton is there'll be this point in the game where Everton will remember that they're Everton, and they'll remember that Liverpool are Liverpool. And I disagree with him on this occasion, because I think what happens there second half, Andy, is second half Liverpool come out and Liverpool remember their Liverpool. And the extent to which first half, listen, it's a dog of a game, it's a terrible game.
Horrible.
First 20, Everton probably the better side, and then it becomes a dog of a game. But the second 45, Liverpool are the better side by a fucking country mile.
They weren't probably better than the first 20. We were dog shit. Let's get that in now. We were fucking awful. They let us boss it. And I don't know what. I think they put.
Yes.
Yes.
Paul Senior in the house.
Right. I think they put 40 minutes into 20 minutes. Genuinely,
yes.
Believe they put.
James
they
Butler
put 40,
in the house.
He's got no legs. 40. They did put 40. 40, they put 40 minutes into 20.
They put 40 into 20, and they blew themselves. I tried to fucking blitz us. And then after that, we were growing and growing and growing. I said to you on 30, you know what, this sounds a bit mad, but I'm sound playing for 0-0 at half-time.
Yeah.
Because these are going to fucking blow themselves out big time second half.
And they did, Jono, they just completely blew themselves out. There's only 1 team in it. Only wow. 1 team in it, second 45. And that's something that I just don't think you can entirely get over, the extent to which there's so many Reds knocking around here. The extent to which there's only 1 team in that second 45 minutes there. Only Liverpool wanted to win the game. Everton didn't. I'm giving you as much time as you can to finish it.
All
the ice.
All right, mate.
Only,
that's all right. I'll take another one.
It's like a performance in front of a live studio audience. Like,
it's a massive.
The Brothersons just turned up.
It's absolutely mad.
Johnny Milburn's here.
Johnny Milburn's here as well. John, there was basically second half. They just didn't want to know. They couldn't live. I think you can underestimate how much these Reds can shatter aside, and that's what you saw second 45.
They're shite.
What have you got next for me?
End of.
Hey, we got a cab, though.
I'm looking at this lolly ice, mate, just thinking, fucking hurry up so I can eat it. They are shite, and I think we just upped the tempo. We kept the ball a little bit for 10 minutes. We looked to play. We made it hard for them, and then they were just going long, and then we get the ball and we play, and then, you know, they are shit though, and we're fucking boss. And there's no better way to win a game of footy than that. It took about 3 weeks to go in, and you're watching it, and you think, is that going? It's going in. No fucking hell, it's hit the post.
Right, yeah, hang on, John. Right, so you're an Evertonian. I know it looked like it took like forever for us, right? We talked about this on the way down. You're an Evertonian, you're sitting there, and it's like this Hollywood montage, slow mo. Imagine how long in a lifetime from the ball in the post to Mane putting in the back of the net. If you could put a camera on the Gladys, like just the reactions as it comes off the post.
I'd love to see at what point he put their hands on their heads.
No, shit!
If you had the Premier, the, you know, the goal line technology.
Gino Reeves is doing it.
And you cuff from that to all the fucking, all the Gladys putting their hands on their heads.
I've just read the Kraken text, tweeting piece of in there saying he was stood next to some Evertonian, some old fella said, I've seen this film before.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And you'll see it many times again, old fella.
It was
many
exactly, times again. It was exactly what they wanted. That, you know, in their subconscious, they wanted that. They needed it. They feed off anger. Like some kind of fucking horrible fucking swamp creature working a film and come to life and eat you and then like live off your fucking energy.
Good lolly ice work here, lads.
No, it's not lolly ice, man. How's that lolly ice? Do you know? I don't know what flavour it is. Like,
I reckon there's loads of them just splashing into the Mersey as we speak, you know.
But I don't know. I've never seen an end like that in the last 2 minutes there. That was fucking amazing, honestly. You're never going to get that again. That's just,
hey, we had the best fella in the world in front of us.
Oh, the fella in front of us was amazing. God, he was 7 foot tall. He was 7 foot tall with grey hair. What was he? They got a lad over there. What was he like? He was the best fella in the world. Fair to say he doesn't like Everton very much.
No.
Not for him.
He was about 50. Like, he was quite cool, you know what I mean? He had decent clobber. And he just stood there, and like, he wasn't up for analysis or anything. He was just going, you cunts, you fucking pussies, you twats. And he's just absolutely laying into Everton all the way through. And it was brilliant to watch. I watched him more than the game, to be honest.
We had a steward next to me and Cole. We were right next to the Evertonians.
How did that go for you, John?
It was amazing.
What did you do?
I just played it like a quite, sort of like a protective older brother. I just kept saying, are you all right? You're all right, lad. Where did you get them trainees? Because they are shite. Don't wear them next time, lad. Get a better pair because you look a show. And one of them was a weirdo, and he kept getting dead angry at nothing. Nobody looked at one of the other things, just as just a little side point. They fucking love a throw-in, don't they? they win a tackle for it, and they give the ball away, and you get a throw-in. They're all going, yeah! They fucking love it. Cuba must be there thinking, well, fuck me, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. They didn't like me when we won. And they didn't like me really so much when we get beat. But when we win loads of throw-ins, they fucking love me. So what I'll do against Liverpool is just win 25 throw-ins and they probably carry me through the town. But anyway, there's a steward by us. And there's a lad who's a tit. And I was saying to him, lad, why are you so angry? Why are you so angry? Just settle down, you're going to have a heart attack. And he was fucking going berserk.
That made me worse.
What did he say, Cole? What did the steward say?
You said, why are they so angry? And he went, it's the only emotion they've got left.
Why are you so angry? It's the only emotion they've got left.
That's the fucking steward. He was a buzzard. But anyway, yeah, there's shit.
There is, Gareth, there's got a bit. I mean, first half, we're not at the races. It's all we are, but we're just decided. Maybe we wanted to win the fight a bit too much. I don't know. I don't know which way we were going with it. Whether or not we just weren't very good, whether or not they were just a bit better, whether or not we decided, well, if it's going to be a scrap, we'll just have a scrap with you and we'll come out the other side.
It was weird. It was a weird game, wasn't it? I thought like that Liverpool were maybe a little bit nervous. Like there wasn't that fast passing, there wasn't that fluidity. I wondered a little bit when I was watching it whether the occasion had got to them. Everton are obviously doing what Everton do. They press you, they get stuck in. There's a few tackles that were near the knuckle there tonight and a few that I didn't think the ref got hold of, but that's, you know, that's another story. But Yeah, Liverpool weren't at it, but I was all right with the first half. Like, we come down and we had a drink at half time, and people were like fuming about it as they are. And I was like, I'm all right with it. At no point during the first half was it like, shit, Everton are fucking building up ahead of steam here and they're going to win the game. I was just watching it going, come on, Liverpool, you know you're better than them. And it just needs the final ball. It just needs the bit, the moments of magic. And that wasn't quite there. And then, you know, all right, it's in your head about how's the second half going to go. And then the second half, they just come out. And you know what? Like, I missed the very start of the second half because I nipped the bog. And I said to you, didn't I? Like, I come, oh, brilliant, by the way, I've got to throw this in. You've got a telly under the stands at Everton showing the footy. Like, they have at many grounds. Only at Goodison Park would that telly be black and white. It was black and white. It was black and white. And I was like, oh my God, this is just so Everton. Anyway, so I get back to my seat, I'm next to Neil, and I'm like, hang on, what's happened here? Like, we were all over them, we were swarming all over them, and I just thought, aye, Liverpool. Like, we came out second half, I think you said before, and we came out second half, and we just said, we're Liverpool here, we're better than you. And it took a long, long time to actually get the goal. Not helped by the fact that Liverpool didn't seemingly want to shoot at any point during the game. And when they finally shoot, lo and behold, we get a goal out of it. But
Paul Senior's coming in now. That's partially Dan Sturridge who boxes that off. I mean, yeah. It bounces off him for the goal. But as soon as he came on, I mean, you know what, you can sound like you're on Origi's back. And I'm always worried about it because he's a young lad. He's not got that many games under his belt. But he wasn't holding it up that well. He wasn't bringing people into play. He has a better second half, but he's still not great. But the point of what I'm driving at here is, you know, that Sturridge, the goal's all Sturridge, really, in that he holds them off, he's working his angle, and he knows these have got no legs, they've got no legs left, boys. And then there it is, and suddenly Liverpool have put it in the back of the net.
No, you're right, and I think credit to the manager for, I think he knew that he wanted to use him late in this game, that you'd need that extra little bit of quality.
Well, it's interesting, he brings him in Shannon, and it's easy to say they came on in the 82nd minute, but they both get 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the manager, unlike me, who's going, get him on 75, yeah, give him the last 15, the manager's...
He's kept track of time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's done much better at that than I have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his job.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we're caught up much more in the emotion of the game and the stands, but I was sort of onto the fact that there was going to be about 7 or 8 minutes extra time. I thought he'd give him 15, and just they were starting to blow, weren't they? About 75. There was a few of ours that were as well. I mean, I was on the very, very first row, fucking dodging coffee cups flying at my head and all sorts.
It got moody, didn't it? It was 15 minutes.
It was as moody as you like. But I was watching Firmino. He's blowing for tugs. Now, when he hooked Lallana, I was convinced it was going to be Firmino who goes, because he was absolutely blowing. But yeah, he had a game plan there, Klopp. I think he probably would have envisaged that game going how it went. He's called it absolutely fucking brilliantly, to be fair to the manager. And that extra little bit of quality that Sturridge has got over Origi, that shows, doesn't it?
It shows when everyone's knackered.
Yeah.
I think is key. Like, they were knackered and it shows. He looked brilliant.
I mean, if you roll back to Rodgers, how often did he used to bang on about having quality to come off the bench to affect a game? And that was so true tonight. So true. Bringing them two lads off, Everton couldn't do that. They were bringing kids off the bench, who I thought was a strange move, taking Valencia off. I thought Valencia was doing a really good job.
He was doing all right, wasn't he?
Especially on Milner. He was doing a really good job on Milner. And then he brings the kid on, and Milner just had the better of him. Just straight away had the better of him. And fucking hell, what it results in. I haven't had that much fun on the ground in a long time. I think.
Did you like Wijnaldum, mate?
I would give him man of the match.
He was excellent.
Yeah,
I thought he was fucking great, you know. He was absolutely boss. They're throwing Everton at you. Like you know they're going to. And people were just bouncing off him. And he was just holding the ball. And he was just going, I'm all right here. I'm Dutch. I'm cool as fuck. I'm dead hard. And you just can all fuck off.
That's the best
and
way
he
to
just
sum
boxed
him up.
It off.
I said that on the show last week. I said, the best way to sum him up, he's Dutch. He doesn't go to ground. He's not throwing sliding tackles in. He's just got it. Mentally, he's got it. He's just never rushed, never hurried. Brilliant technically.
Don't get kits me anymore. I'm 40 years old, but I'm tempted to get a Wijnaldum shirt tomorrow.
We're doing this. Tom Kitchen's coming, who's a very good, very, very good chef, Michelin starred, and he's on the telly. But you know who Ben John stood next to at the game today? Mike Gillings just told me he was stood next to the 400-metre world record holder. He was stood next to Vader van Niekerk.
Really?
He stood next to Vader van Niekerk. That's fucking wild.
I didn't have a clue who he was. I just thought, oh, he's travelled a long way.
Listen. He's the Olympic champion and world record holder, and you were just stood next to him with the game. There's a video on Instagram.
Ben, who's boxing RT off tonight?
Because I got him in for a cup of tea, would have been a showdown.
Oh, that's absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, I just can't believe he's just sitting down next to him.
He was right next to the Blue Noses, and he was just looking at them like... He was with his beard as well, so he didn't have a clue what was going on. His head was curled. People are calling him like fucking all kinds. And
he's probably wondering, why are these saying I'm always the victim and it's never my fault?
It's never my fault. What did he mean? And why have they all got shitty trainees on?
I know loads of boss trainees, me, you know. Everyone who knocks around with me has got great ones.
Yeah, they've got me wrong. I'm not the fella that pushes stuff. I run fast.
There is... I mean, you know, we can do all the tactical analysis we like, and at some point we might start, but that it is just got to be said. You said before, Paul, you think that the manager got it absolutely spot on. I think that he sends a Liverpool side, I'll set up to fight, and then thinks, you know what, at some point they'll tire. And I think that it's easy to grow frustrated with this Liverpool side at times where the touch isn't quite right, things aren't quite clicking, all the tidiness isn't quite there. But what you forget is the reason why it looks like that is the opposition is in the red to make it look like that. That they're already having to work that hard. They're all the way through the first 60 minutes of a football match. They're working as hard as they can work just to stay with this side. And then when they then up it again, as they did just after the break, as was said before, then it becomes even harder again. And then you just get to the point where last 25 minutes, at no point did I think Everton are going to score here. There's one little moment when Lukaku half gets through and Emre Can wins a tackle. But that's what it was going to take, a one-man job from Lukaku. They were completely out the game and the game belonged to Liverpool.
Yeah, they're surprisingly very low in quality. Everton, well, is it surprising? I don't know. But there are sides who are perennial 7 and 8. And, you know, I've looked at other sides who are much lower. Middlesbrough, a couple of days ago. And they've just got a bit more quality. Now, Everton, once McCarthy went off, I just thought they had nothing. Absolutely nothing. I said to John, I won't cope at half-time. I went, that's good for us, that, when he went off. Because Liverpool could just... The thing Liverpool couldn't do in the game was just get a bit of passing going in the middle. Because to be fair, I think McCarthy's a yard dog, but he wasn't letting us breathe. And
no,
he wasn't letting us breathe whatsoever. And the minute he went off, and Gareth Barry comes on, and wants to slow it down and take a touch, almost like Michael Carrick would, he hasn't got that in the derby. Firmino's not going to allow it. Ronaldo, Mendelsohn, all the lot, they're not going to allow it. So that benefits us. That
was worth a play on there,
then. I think. How can I put it? On Everton.
Yard dogs. They Barkley. Barkley. Have you seen Barkley's tackle on Henderson?
It's horrendous. It's horrible. Horrendous.
He does well to carry on there, Henderson. Yeah. He could have broke his fucking leg.
It's a red card. There's absolutely no doubt that's a red card.
They're not allowed a red card.
They're a blue card. Get out of being a fucking scruff.
Sorry, do you know what? I haven't got loads to say on the footy because it was just a mad game.
It's an Edrech.
I was on the very first row. It was dead hard to make out with the patterns of play and stuff like that. It was a proper horrible game. I think I might watch it tomorrow and understand it a bit. From you were sat by me, that level there.
It's hard to see what's going on.
I don't reckon it will have been great on the Saturday either.
It wouldn't have been good to watch. I think we had, they didn't nearly have a chance that Lukaku backheaded it, which wasn't nearly
there was
a chance.
Corner at the
Funes
end.
Funes Mori was probably the best chance they had. But I mean, we could have scored. Firmino should score. There's a bit where he near scores the goal of the century when he's doing keep-ups in the box as well. Good block.
We didn't get enough shots off, though, did we?
No, but it's a derby, and they were given everything, but their everything just... The best thing about their everything now is not good enough to beat Liverpool. Mm. And that... That's
never felt like the ground got going either. I think that was key as well. I mean, like we'd all been saying it on shows, and you'd seen what it was like against Arsenal, and I thought anyway, I did in my head that when Goodison is rocking, it can do it, like we can do it, and it can do it, and it can make a difference. It can influence the ref. It can get the blood up for their players and all that. Never really got going.
They're too nervous against us. They can't enjoy it.
They have.
So they're always convinced they're going to fucking get beat. Mm. So even when...
It's been too long for them, hasn't it?
Their keeper makes a good save.
2010.
Their keeper makes a good save.
And that was Hodgson, and it doesn't count, I'll keep saying it.
And no one even says nothing.
Yeah.
They don't even clap, they don't even cheer, they all just go, ooh, fucking hell, they nearly scored, them red shite bastards, you know, mumbling to
they
each
don't
other.
Have a go ahead, lads, go
don't
one
have,
more.
Come on, you know, there's
when
Lukaku
doesn't score, when Lukaku doesn't score when he's break. Half get through, when they break and he's half through, and it's a really good tackle from Emre Can, if that's at Anfield, we're all up going, go ahead, lads, another one of them, and you never know, it's in the back of the net. They're going, that's it.
That's us done.
That's us. Got nothing else.
8 minutes goes on, and they all go, shit. And
oh, yeah.
They've got the ball at this point. They've got a free kick as 8 minutes goes up. And but they're thinking, fuck. And we're thinking, go ahead, kiss.
Yeah, we were made up. Yeah, we said to each other, we want as much injury time as possible here. Because there's only one team winning it. But it just shows you about the whole, like, why it's important about the whole mentality around the club. And I think Liverpool still have this problem a little bit. Klopp's turning it around. But there's still times when you're watching Liverpool where, and we've had it the last few weeks, where everyone starts going, oh, fucking hell. I've seen this before. Liverpool are going to fuck this up. And, like, we're just watching the goal here. We're just watching the goal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, money. But, yeah, Liverpool's support collectively has been psychologically damaged by all these near misses.
See you, Ben.
And we've got to get over that. We've got to get over that and realise this is another...
Lollipop sticks in that glass.
It's another test that we've passed. We've won at Goodison away. It's an horrible place to try and get 3 points. We've done it. We've done it in the hardest way and the most incredible way possible. Get behind them now. Get behind them, because this is a team that can go all the fucking way. So make every Liverpool game a fucking cauldron as far as the Liverpool fans are concerned. And then see how we get on.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the beginning, middle and end of it now, I think. It's just... We can't do any more than this. Now we've got Stoke coming at Anfield in 8 days' time or seven days' time, Paul. And it's just, you've got the 2 wins you wanted. Butter away, Everton away. Listen, when I look back at the last international break, I'm going, sounds. What two are you most worried about? It's Butter and Everton.
Yeah,
well, they're absolutely. The ones we put on the board. Now, we didn't put Bournemouth on the board and we didn't put West Ham on the board. And if you're asking me which two is, I think, we're most likely to take six points from, it's those two. But the point now is that if you'd have said to me out of all of those games, this is how many points you'd get, I'd have said, sounds. That's the bare minimum, but you go from there. And now there's Stoke, and the Stoke on the 27th, and Stoke need a C-2, a smart C-2, so Liverpool can rest a few lads, get ready for Man City on the 31st and then go to Sunderland on the 2nd. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for Sunderland on the 2nd when he makes 9 changes and we twat David Moyes.
Let's put things into perspective as well. We're playing without our best
player. Not do that. Let's just say we're boss.
We are boss. But no, but seriously, you go put it into perspective. You've just took 7 points from 12. If that's your blip, then you're going to be all right. If that's the blip that Chelsea have, they'll win the league. Do you know what I mean? So if that was our blip and that's where we've been... almost ravaged by injuries, you've lost a few of your best players, but no Sturridge to come off the bench. Your best player's been out for, 3 or 4 weeks now? He's back imminently. I've said a few times about what Ferguson used to say about putting yourself in position at Christmas. You're in touching distance of it now. What happens now? We're too quick to go and get too carried away about, we're 6 points behind. You're second best team in the country at the moment, and you're on the heels of Chelsea. Chelsea will have a blip. Chelsea will lose a game.
But we've also played 17 games. 7 have been at home and 10 are away.
Exactly.
And we've gone to Arsenal. We've gone to Spurs. We've gone to Everton. We've gone to some other gaff where they're half decent. Chelsea.
We went lost at Burnley. You don't have to go to Burnley. You've been to St Mary's.
You've took Bournemouth.
You've been to Bournemouth. These are the harder ways. So now, you've got to go to Old Trafford. Is that that's the hardest way we've got, isn't it? Apart, maybe the Etihad as well.
We've got to go to Manchester twice.
Got to go to Manchester twice.
It's full of shite.
We're fine. We're absolutely fine. I was a bit down in the dumps. I'm trying to talk footy.
Soz Paul.
The wrong show for this.
Tonight it might be.
Yeah. The
we're putting this out for free, you know. It's towards Christmas hamper. We're showing how good we are at talking about football.
Fuck it. It's not
going to be absolutely overjoyed. What could go wrong?
It's normally better than this, lads.
Yeah, not safe for work. It's a bit of a late warning.
Yeah. the debutants to the Anfield Rap Pink. We normally talk a bit more footy and a little
just
less.
Just a little bit more.
Lolly ice. But no,
we're in position. We beat Everton in the 94th minute.
We're in position, and I've been down in the dumps about where we are and what we've done the last couple of weeks. And I'm wrong to be, because we're in a great position, and it's one that you could only dream of at the start of the season. So, up the Reds.
Up the Reds will do. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to begin to ask you for a man of the match. Johnny Milburn, sort of in position. Before I ask you for a man of the match, Johnny, there is something to be said about, I'm going to keep saying it, about turning the screw, about being better. There's something to be said about a 94th minute winner in a 1-0. When everyone does the, what sort of win has this Liverpool side not got? Well, here's your 0-0 on 90 and Liverpool end up winning the football match win. That's the sort of win that you get to say, oh, well, that was something that United were really good at under Ferguson and so on.
I reckon have we not won, my man of the match would have been Ragnar Klavan. I thought he had an unbelievable game tonight. I thought he was our most on it, even in the first half when we were below par. And I thought he had a solid 90. I've just been over Andy Heaton's shoulder while he's been doing his match ratings. By the way, I've just bullied into giving everyone 10 out of 10. So
so that's your fault.
Before you get excited, internet nerds, it's my fault. All right, everyone's getting a 10 out of 10 tonight, which they deserve.
As long as I get one, because I'm shattered here.
Yeah,
I've had a big 90 there.
We're all a bit goosed. It was a big 90, and on 93... We'd all have taken a draw, wouldn't we? But it went.
No. There wasn't, honestly, Johnny, and it's an awful thing to say, and it can sound like it's arrogance and all that sort of stuff. But there wasn't a point in the game where I didn't think we were going to score. I always thought we were going to score. So I'll give you the comparison: 75 against West Ham. If you'd have said to me you're going to score or not score, I'd have said we're not going to score. Mm-hmm. It's not like I always think we're going to score, but I just thought, you know what, we're going to fucking score here because they're Everton.
Can I give a shout to
a non-obvious point in the match that was absolutely amazing, and I absolutely loved it. And I'm not gonna say that, it's a free show, isn't it? Emre Can's tackle in the Liverpool box. What a tackle! What, like, I don't even know who it was, but there's
Lukaku.
Is it Lukaku?
Yeah. Yes.
He's pulling the trigger. Emre Can out of nowhere, he's got to time that right, or it's a pen. He times it right. It's a boss tackle. You're not allowed to tackle, sort of, in the modern game. He's just done the best modern tackle that you've ever seen.
That's right.
Who's your man of the match?
I think I said before, didn't I? I'm going to go with Fernando. I'm in love with the fella at the moment. So I don't know why. I don't think he's like doing loads of stuff that's like decorating it massively, and like you're going, wow. I just think he's becoming more that fella that makes you tick. And also, he's not bullied. He kept going.
Ronnie Whelan.
I like him. I want to interview him.
Paul Senior.
Make it happen.
Same, yeah. I thought he was magnificent. People had to go with me after Borough for praising him. And without sounding like a prick, and I know we don't have, not everyone can go to the game, he's a match goer's favourite, Wijnaldum. He's one of them lads that you'd appreciate in the match. You won't always see what he's doing and what he's up to. He's just brilliant. And I don't understand this thing that when we signed him, Newcastle fans were saying, you know, he's only there when you're winning, and like I don't get it.
Well, maybe that was the case.
He's in playing a poor side, I imagine that might have been the case.
I don't see him as luxury, not one bit. I think he's graft and technique is just absolutely brilliant, and I wasn't expecting them to play tonight. I don't know what Chan's condition was, but I thought he may have dropped out on the map. So he made up. He never 9-10 out of 10 for them.
Okay, Johnny.
MOM. It's hard to go beyond. I didn't think Mane had a brilliant game, but that goal was worth 100 out of 10.
I've just been with Rob then, Johnny. Honestly, the thing with Mane is when he's not having a brilliant game, he's still involved. He's still involved, and he's a constant threat, with whether it's for his pace or his technique. He's people told me he's a streaky player, but he just keeps scoring. Brilliant.
The streaks lasted a long time, aren't
they? We're gonna miss him.
Robbo, it's a terrible time for being a blue.
Oh, Everton, we're all laughing at you. It's made me Christmas. We talked about it in the cab on the way here. I don't even mind if you listen, kid. Do you know what I mean? I'd tell you to your face. My missus's brother is one of the bitterest blue noses in the world, and I've had to spend my Christmas sitting by him eating Crimbo dinner and swapping prezzies and all that. All the best, lad. Looking forward to that chat about why Liverpool is shit again. Feel I've got more than you have for this one. See you on the 25th.
That was an Anfield Wrap player show behind the paywall normally, but this week as part of the Christmas hamper, we just wanted to give it to you, let you listen, see what we're about. Hopefully you enjoyed it hugely. There'll be more of them to come.
Social Podcast Network.